This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
There is a saying, a woman can't change a man because she loves him, but a man changes himself because he loves her. On today's case, Ms. Perez says that her significant other, Mr. Munoz, is stuck in his ways, and his lack of support, intimacy, and commitment have driven a wedge between them. Mr. Munoz says he is just not ready to get married, and Ms. Perez is focused on the wrong things. But she thinks it's a lot more likely that another woman has caught his eye and changed his focus. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Perez versus Munoz.
Ms. Perez, Mr. Munoz. Ms. Perez, you have come into my courtroom with an ultimatum for Mr. Munoz. He either marries you or this relationship is coming to an end.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Munoz, you say Ms. Perez should stop complaining and instead work with you to fix the issues in your relationship.
Yes, Your Honor.
So, we're at a crossroads, everybody. I'm looking at this case file, and you've been together 5 years. You do have a 4-year-old together. You've been living together for 4 years. I know, Ms. Perez, you're probably saying, tick-tock, tick-tock, it's time for us to fish or cut bait. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Why are we here today, Ms. Perez?
Well, Your Honor, today we're here because I'm presenting you my case with my father, my child. We have had very rough dispatch from when we started to now, rocky roads, but we're lacking in a lot of things. We're lacking in trust, we're lacking in intimacy, we're lacking in understanding, we're lacking in communication. We're just lacking, and time is running up. 5 years is enough, and it's time to make a change.
Uh-oh. You heard Ms. Perez, Mr. Munoz. She said, okay, tick-tock, what you doing?
Yeah, and I hear that, but hey, listen, there's a lot going on. I got a lot of things going on in life. I mean, I love her. We got a beautiful relationship, but, you know, things take time.
And 5 years, you say, is just not enough for you. You're not ready.
Yeah, and I was married 20 years. I mean, it's not about being ready or not. It's just, you know, things take time. You have to have... it's better to plan to make it to succeed than to just jump out the window and do things that you're not ready for, whether personally or just in the relationship, and you're not going to make it to where you're trying to make it to.
Okay, so let me hear. Mr. Munoz is telling you this is where he is in the relationship. You heard where Ms. Perez says she's in the relationship. Let's take it back a little bit. Mm-hmm. Take me all the way back, Ms. Perez. How did you all meet, and what ended up getting us to this point 5 years later?
So we met through social media, the famous social media. We met through a mutual friend on Facebook, and we just hit it off for about 3 months, 4 months. We were talking, just kept seeing each other every day. And a year in, I end up having my child.
And I understand that you all ended up moving your family out west, am I correct?
Yes.
From New York to Las Vegas?
Absolutely, yes, Your Honor.
So how was that?
That was difficult. You go ahead and you change from a whole different atmosphere that you know, and you have to compromise a lot, and it was too much.
Like, it changed the dynamic in the relationship?
It grew depression, it grew dynamic differences, a lot of things.
Was it your understanding that this was a long-term living arrangement, building a family, or was Ms. Perez talking marriage even back at that time?
I told her from the beginning that I didn't want to get married.
Oh, you did?
I love her a lot, but I got a lot going on, and I just wasn't all for that.
And you know, your children are school-age. They're still not adults, correct?
I do have an adult.
Uh-huh.
And yes, my children are teenagers.
And so that means, not to put too fine a point on it, you got child support, and you got school fees, and you got a whole lot of stuff. Am I right?
You 100%, Your Honor. You're righter than right.
So let me guess, Mr. Munoz, that was a part of the whole lot of things going on that's in your mind.
Yes, Your Honor. Yes, it was.
Got it. Ms. Perez, did Mr. Munoz tell you from jump that that marriage was just not what he was thinking about right away?
Yes, Your Honor, he did.
Okay, so he was as honest as he could possibly be at that point. But something changed, and you started not trusting him. What was that?
So we go ahead. I'm checking through his phone just to see some pictures when I see a message pop up. And they were talking about personal, intimate things. Not sexual, not nothing like that. They did exchange pictures where she sent them, like, a picture of lingerie. But there was nothing. It was more intimacy where they were just talking about their problems with each other, how they can't handle this anymore, and just... But you would talk with your partner.
So, in other words, there was an emotional connection in these text messages.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Munoz, do you know what we're talking about?
She probably doesn't believe me still to this day, but that was a friend of mine, and she's a lingerie model. And she was sending me some pictures over so that I could see her lingerie and her new outfit that she was going to model. So, I sent it to her, and I sent her a picture because I was trying to get myself in the game, too, also, as well. So I sent her a little shirt, a picture of myself to show her, you know, we'd probably get a little gig or something.
That's what they're calling it nowadays, lingerie modeling.
Lingerie modeling.
He wanted to be down, man. Sorry.
Let me tell you something, Mr. I don't care if she believes you to this day. It all sounds lame. It just sounds like you were, again, about to roll up through Cheetahville. Why are you sharing intimate details about our relationship and how unhappy you are with a miscellaneous chick that I don't know when we should be having those conversations? I'm pretty sure that's what she was feeling at that time. Am I right, Ms.
Absolutely.
Perez?
Yes, Your Honor.
You know, it's like I said, it was a friend of mine's. I know her for a long time. It's not really no excuse or anything like that, but I feel comfortable talking to her. And we were just having a normal conversation.
How do you think it made her feel?
Bad, you know, mistrusting.
What? I was very... If the Lord wasn't with me, only He knows.
Y'all feel the same way about each other and relationship, but you can't do to her what you would be furious and going out with a flashlight looking for somebody. Because that would make you feel like less of a man and that you're not enough for your woman.
His feet, okay.
What's wrong with his feet?
He has this problem where he has this intense itch where he has to scratch with anything that he finds around him, which will allow this aroma to come out of his feet, which will damage majority of the things around my house.
So in other words, you are being a very classy, elegant woman saying, my man's feet stink.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
Ms. Perez, you said in your court filing that your intimacy, your connection has really been lacking.
Yes.
Can you share with the court why?
Yes, so our relationship in that sense has been lacking intimacy-wise due to a lot of things. You know, it's just a lot of inconvenience. Hygiene-wise, like, his feet is a lot, like, okay.
What's wrong with his feet? What's wrong with his feet?
Yes, so his feet, he has this problem. He has, like, an athletic feet problem, Your Honor, where he has this intense itch where he has to scratch with anything. It could be a key, it could be a car, it could be a debit card. Anything that he finds around him, he'll scratch, which will allow this aroma to come out of his feet, which will damage majority of the things around my house.
So in other words, you are being a very classy, elegant woman saying, my man's feet stink.
Basically.
Y'all, it ain't got nothing...
Basically.
It ain't got nothing to do with no smell or anything like that. Y'all, I'm a hard-working man.
Absolutely.
I work 12, 14, 16 hours a day.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I'm a man. I haven't met one man in my life that don't have no type of foot problem.
I'm good. I don't get functified.
See?
Excuse me? Well, you know, they don't want.
The sweat smells one thing, but functified? Nah.
Yes, but
here's the thing. You're saying it's a little bit of a funky
scent. It ain't no funk. Why you got these?
Because it is.
No funk, Don. It's a pain. It's the difference from a funk and a pain.
You know those stickers that you scratch it and the smell come out?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. It's the scratch that brings the smell out, which makes me now want to be very intimate. So I start saying, you know what? I can't do it. I can't do it. I just can't.
Oh.
I bear with it.
Did you know that, Mr.
No, Your Honor, I did not know that.
So now what we need to do is go to the podiatrist and find out if there's anything that's going on so that you can get whatever bomb or...
Y'all, there ain't nothing going on with my feet. I keep telling... I'm telling her, I tell everybody, it's a pain. It ain't a smell. It ain't no scratch off. It ain't nothing like that.
No, Mr. Munoz, you may have gone scent blind to the smell because if your woman says she smells it, 9 times out of 10, she does. Whatever it is, you want to find out. Because being forewarned is forearmed. Now you're forewarned. You know that this is a problem. Let's get it together. Because I can't imagine you want to break up a relationship or limit your intimacy because you have funky feet. I'm sure you don't want that.
Yeah, Your Honor.
Yes, Your Honor. But actually, his snoring is also an issue, too. It's not just the feet.
And he cuts wood.
The snoring is immense.
Do you think you snore?
First off, Your Honor, I can't tell you that because I'm asleep.
Holla.
So how can I tell you? You asked me, I'm not snoring. I just got a heavy breathing. Can we talk about her eating habits?
What's wrong with her eating habits?
Cereal with Sunny Delight, Your Honor.
Telling me the Sunny Delight is
Your
in
Honor,
the cereal?
Your Honor, Sunny D in the cereal. Captain Crunch Crunch Berries, and she has to mix them.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Missed a show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
I've submitted a video to the court.
Well, I'm going to...
the situation.
And I would like some silence in the court,
video,
please, because
uh-huh,
I would like to hear this. I hear the snore.
Oh, you cutting wood, bro.
Well, Exhibit B definitely says you snore.
Yep.
Breathe Right strips may work. Try a couple of things instead of just get out the bed.
And due to the snore and everything, we haven't slept in the same bed really like a full night for like a few months now, 6 months or so.
Y'all,
I'm listening to you, Mr. Munoz, because I can hear.
But, you know, there's a lot going on with me, right? Talk about how she like to quit jobs and the stuff that she be doing.
I want to hear. What are you talking about? What do you say are the issues? Yes, right.
I mean, some of the issues that I have, so, you know, she quits jobs. Like, we trying to build a foundation here. We got a life going. We trying to, you know, level up and do things. I mean...
You work every day. You say 12 to 16 hours a day.
Every day.
And so you've been bearing the majority of the financial burden in the family. Am I correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Perez, what's going on with you in the job situation?
So, I'm a full-time mom, 24/7. So that's my first job first.
I agree with you. However,
second,
he needs some help in the house.
Yes, second, Your Honor, I do get my job.
Wait one second.
I do go and apply, get my jobs, and I work my jobs. But if the job is hurting me physically, emotionally, and mentally... There is no way that I'm gonna continue a job that is not right for me at that precise moment.
But in order for Mr. Munoz to want to marry you, he's going to want to see somebody who is ready to financially contribute on a consistent basis. I can tell that right now. Because whatever has happened in the past has left him saying, I got all of this stuff that I have to take care of, and the last thing I want to do is bring on another burden with somebody who is not going to consistently be my partner. Mr. Munoz?
You absolutely right. You hit it on the nail. Hey, but can I say one thing, Your Honor?
Yes, sir.
She got things going on with her, too, also that I don't like that's a part of the relationship. Like she said about my feet. Can we talk about her eating habits?
What's wrong with her eating habits?
Because she only eats beans and rice. Like, she only likes beans and rice, and I'm tired of it. I don't like beans and rice every day.
I agree.
Rice and beans. 7 days, rice and beans. Breakfast, chicken, rice and beans for breakfast. Say something, it's a problem, that's her habits.
Yeah.
Another thing, like Yana, I mean, cereal with Sunny Delight, Yana.
And you go say
no, no,
that?
Yeah,
aren't
I
you?
Gotta say that.
No, what? Wait.
No, cereal is cereal with milk.
Telling me the Sunny Delight is
Your
in
Honor,
the cereal?
Sunny D in the cereal.
Oh.
And it's only one cereal, Your Honor. It's Captain Crunch Crunch Berries, and she has to mix them.
I can't believe that.
You can't
look, you that. Came in the courtroom and told the man that he had funky feet. He needs to tell you that you need to learn to cook something.
That's the way I eat it. If you don't like that I cook rice, beans, and chicken every day, how about you become the chef and cook some time?
How about you get a job on a consistent basis and go out, miss? I'm supposed to be the one taking care of the family.
And when
now,
I
wait
do...
a minute. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. You can't roll up in here and complain about this man and everything that he's doing when you are not willing to at least meet him halfway. The problem is, Mr. Munoz is expecting wifely behaviors from a girlfriend, and the girlfriend is expecting him to wife her up until you start acting like you want to be a wife. Sorry, that's where the communication is the breakdown. That's where we are.
Act like a wife.
Thank you, honey.
That's where we are. You don't get to be a wife until this man sees, quote, changes, and you don't want to marry her until you see those changes. You have to acknowledge it. May not like it, but you have to acknowledge it. That's what's going on between the two of you. So now my job is to figure out, is there anything that the two of you can do to fix this? Ms. Perez?
Well, I want to get married. I'm not going to be a forever girlfriend. And there's a change. Yeah, there can be a change. But the same way I got to make my changes, he also got to make his changes, meaning I have to feel trust, like, I have to feel some trust in this relationship
yes,
as
ma'am.
Well. There can be no more infidelity, no more texting, no more, even if you say sorry today, 7 months down the line, there's another incident, I can't do that. I deserve to wear my white dress like every woman dreams.
Ms. Perez, you know Mr. Munoz told you from the beginning that was not his goal.
And he should have said from the beginning, well, then if you want to get married, then we can have a relationship. Because I established from the beginning as first, I also want to be married.
So now I'm curious, because Mr. Munoz says he told you from jump that he was not getting married again. Did you, Mr. Munoz?
Yes, Shauna. I told her, you know, I wasn't looking forward to getting married anytime soon right now. I mean, we're just getting in a new relationship. I got a lot going on that still ain't even, you know, taken care of fully yet. I would like to get married one day, you know, hopefully give her that dream marriage that she wants.
But... Is that the woman that you would marry?
Yeah, I'll marry her. Look, she's beautiful. I love her. You know, we got a good relationship.
What is it that you want to see? Because if we're looking to fix this, what is it that you want
I would like to see her more, you know, more structurally, independently moving forward, you know, as far as with career and just the independency of knowing that she's going to be able to take care of matters and, you know, in her own hands if I wasn't around, so to say, you know? Not saying that I'm not going to be, but just being just to know that she could feel the same way that she feels about me. I would like to feel the same way about her.
In other words, she knows when she goes to sleep at night that you got her, that you can hold it down, that the household bills are going to be taken care of, that she's going to be safe and secure, and she doesn't have to worry about that.
Absolutely, Yana. I couldn't say it better myself.
You want that same feeling of security.
Yes.
You want your man?
Yeah.
He has told you what it is that he wants in a wife. Because you've done all the girlfriend stuff.
Exactly, already there.
If you want somebody to make you a wife, then guess what? You got to show him that you're going to be the wife. It's time for you to step your game up. You ready?
No, I'm ready. I've been ready since we met.
So, help him with the funky feet. Go find some breathe rights. You go to the podiatrist and find out what that itch is all about. Thank God.
Yes.
Stay off text messages with miscellaneous people. I don't care if you have known them for many, many years. And actually have a date night, just the two of you. Y'all need to get back to each other. That's it. Because I'm not in here about to break this relationship up. There's no reason for you to break this relationship up. You haven't put enough work in trying to make it work. Ms. Perez, get off of your butt and stand in the space God has created for you, so that you can say that this is my man and this is what I'm bringing to the table. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Munoz, don't wait too long, because when she get it together, you don't want to be standing there by yourself.
That's crazy. You went bleed. he's not like that. But I think we could get it, though. We could work it.
I got to cook.
You got to cook. No,
you got to go to the podiatry.
Like I got to go see the dermatologist.
No, not the podiatrist.
The podiatrist. But I mean, you know, we made it do what it do. We just going to work on it, no?
Yes.
I am so rooting for them. Mm-hmm. I like this couple.
Can't sweat the small stuff because... No. Really? Snoring and a little hygiene thing that could be
fun. Oh, no, Robert. Now, you know, Funk is the dividing line. Oh, you can't have funky feet. But we can fix that, okay?
Yeah.
And go get a job.
Mm-hmm,
you can't expect a man to wife you up unless you bring something to the table other than an appetite.
100%.
Made in Georgia.